You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, and today we have an exciting topic to discuss. It's been some controversy, and as you may have heard, there has been a lot of buzz surrounding TikTok and the potential ban in the United States. And in today's episode, I am going to dive into what this means for digital entrepreneurs like you and me who may rely on the platform. And of course, I'm going to provide you some actionable tips to help you remain visible during this time and beyond. So let's get into it. So first things first, let's address the big question on everyone's mind. Is TikTok really getting banned in the US? Well, my friend, the short answer is that measure to ban the popular video sharing app has won congressional approval, and it's on the way to President Biden for his signature. However, it's important to note that the ban won't happen overnight. The proposed legislation gives TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, a grace period of 9 months to sell the company, with a possible additional 3 months if a sale is in progress. This means that it could be at least a year before a ban goes into effect, and there might be court challenges that could further delay the process. So now I want to focus on what this means for digital entrepreneurs who have built their presence and businesses on TikTok. And I know there's so many people on don't freak out. That's the first thing is first, okay? Do not freak out. And I'm here to help. That's why I created this podcast and this podcast episode specifically about TikTok. Okay. So the takeaway here again is not to panic. While TikTok may eventually disappear from app stores and become unusable due to lack of updates and security patches, there are still ways to adapt and maintain your visibility in the digital space. One actionable tip is to diversify your social media presence. You all know I am an advocate for omnipresence and multi-channel marketing. It is now crucial more than ever to leverage other platforms where your target audience is active. I want you to consider, my friend, platforms like Instagram, YouTube, or even emerging platforms that align with your niche. There's still LinkedIn. There's still Pinterest. So think about these things. And there's still a podcast and an email list that you own. This is my podcast. I can get on this mic and talk to my audience whenever I need to. And I appreciate y'all for being a part of the Social Media Decoded community. So start to think about those things, okay? By expanding your reach across multiple channels, you can mitigate the impact of a potential TikTok ban and continue to engage with your audience. So now is the time to think about your plan. If you are a person that has all your eggs or a lot of your eggs in the TikTok basket, it may be time to think about another plan, okay? So this is not a backlash against TikTok telling you you shouldn't have been on there. This is giving you actionable tips so that if this does occur, you already have a plan. You already listened to Michelle's Social Media Decoded podcast. She already gave you some tips. You're writing these tips down right now, and you're going to come up with a plan where this won't affect you as much, right? Another strategy is to consider repurposing your TikTok content. Now, if you've created valuable and engaging content on TikTok, do not let it go to waste, friend. I want you to repurpose your videos on other platforms and tailor them to fit the formatting and style of each platform. For example, Instagram Reels offer TikTok-like experience, making it a natural transition for your content. And additionally, YouTube has embraced YouTube Shorts, which is short-form vertical videos. So I want you to consider incorporating these into your strategy. So take those TikTok videos and upload them on YouTube Shorts. upload them on Instagram, okay? Upload them on Facebook Reels, right? You have three places where you can now upload that same content that is already performed well, that you know is educational, that you know is valuable. You can put that right on these other platforms, okay? So I want you to know also that it is important to foster a sense of community beyond TikTok. Engage with your audience on other platforms like Instagram, okay, like direct messages and lives. By building a solid fan base across multiple platforms, you'll have a dedicated following that will continue to support you even if TikTok is no longer available. Okay. I have an example. I have a client who is everywhere. We are on every platform. And if TikTok so happens to get banned, that is okay because we are on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest. We have a blog. We have a website. We have an email list. We have SMS. We have so many different places to reach our potential clients and customers that I'm not worried about TikTok going down. Yes, we do have about 12,000 followers on TikTok now for one of my clients. But again, if TikTok goes down, it won't be the end of my client's brand because we are omnipresent. Okay. Multi-channel marketing matters. And so we have many different places to continue to reach our clients and customers. And we will come up with a plan if TikTok does get banned. Lastly, I want you to not freak out. Okay. I want you to not freak out and it's going to be okay. So take a deep breath in and out. Things change a lot. And I know you're like, this digital marketing and social media stuff, I can't do this. I completely understand. But that's why I am here to help with this podcast, to bring you the latest information, to keep you updated on all the things changing with social media and digital marketing. That is my promise to you, to always keep you updated and give you a plan that you can be able to implement. So, my friend, okay, take this opportunity to explore some new marketing channels and strategies. Stay up to date with the latest trends and platforms that are gaining traction. And of course, I'll always keep you updated here on the Social Media Decoded podcast. As a digital entrepreneur, it's essential to be adaptable and innovative in your approach. Look for ways to collaborate with influencers or partner with brands that align with your values. By diversifying your marketing efforts, you can uncover new opportunities for growth and visibility. Okay. So that wraps up today's episode on the potential TikTok ban and its implications for digital entrepreneurs. Remember, staying visible and adaptable is key in an ever-changing digital landscape. Embrace the challenge, explore new platforms, and continue to provide value to your audience. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into this episode of Social Media Decoded. If you found this discussion valuable, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review. Every rating and review helps the Social Media Decoded podcast to be seen by more people. I really appreciate your support. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on decoding the world of social media. Until next time, peace. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.